Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with Jazz
and Vic. Yeah, we're back in the studio on another session. Sunny day, sun's out.
Yeah, beautiful day.
Buns out, tits out for the lads. Why do rich people even say that? So fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
But you have reclaimed
the Essex in you really jumped out.
But I think women have reclaimed that one, innit?
What, buns out?
No, tits out for the lads. So it's not really for the lads, but you just mean like you're just having your tits out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can hear myself way too clearly.
No, this is good.
I can hear my tonsils. I can... Oh, that's gross.
Well, if you can hear your tonsils, you're actually going to hear my food digesting because I am very, very close to the mic.
Oh, are you hungry?
No, do you know what? I had porridge this morning.
Oh, nice. Well, I don't eat porridge.
Yeah, usually I don't have breakfast, but today
I don't have breakfast?
Not on a Saturday, at least.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, because I knew I had to get Subway today because Subway? Starbucks, because I was like, I'm on my period.
What did you get?
I had that sausage roll and just had, what is this? Latte. I don't know what my Starbucks order is.
Yeah,
again.
What is your Starbucks order?
Do you know what's so mad? I thought I nailed it. I jinxed it. I thought I nailed it a few weeks ago and I was like, it's a latte. Almond latte, right? I was like, it's the kind of, I thought it was like, it's good. Like it's sweetening, you know,
do you do the fancy stuff like, oh, can I have one hazelnut shot?
I ain't got time for that.
Yeah. I'm scared.
And really? Why? Or what?
I don't know. Do you know, like.
That's what they like. They want to hear that.
But I don't know if it. They used to.
That's what they say. Can I get your name?
Yeah. Do you know what it is? Yeah. Like maybe it's like have an anxiety thing, but. I want to talk as little as possible. Okay. So it's like, I feel like if I have to say all of these things, I'm going to get something wrong and then I'm going to feel embarrassed.
Oh, right.
So it's like, I think for me, like, I don't know if everyone does this or maybe it is just me and my anxiety, but do you rehearse what you're going to say before you say it? Like, if you know you have to make an order, in a Starbucks, I would be rehearsing in my head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be doing that. Because I was fumble when I get there, but I'm like, it is what it is. I said, in my head, I'm like, if you like, laugh.
But I wish
you're still going to stay and take my order, so if you like.
That's what I need to sort of take in. That's what I need to do. I just need to be like, it's not a big deal. No one's going to die because I stumble over my words. But it's like, in my head, I'm like, let me practice this so it doesn't go wrong.
Oh, bless.
I know, it's long. Mm. It's such a long life to live.
Yeah, now I'm just finding this latte a bit too strong. Like right now, I feel like I'm having an espresso. But I shouldn't be drinking coffee anyways. But I'm ridiculously tired.
Maybe it's the way they made it. I'm
not a coffee person, really. I think I am, but just small. Yeah. No?
What I will say is...
I can hear the train coming. It's so clear. I can hear the train coming.
I don't want to spread false information, but...
Don't tell me what you're going to tell me.
No, just don't.
You saw a rat.
No. But I got chased by a rat yesterday. Yeah, Dagenham is a shithole.
Did you laugh when it happened? Or?
I was screaming. What do you mean laugh?
Sometimes when traumatic shit happens.
No, but as in, I saw the rat and you know, like, it was running towards me, but I didn't process. Like, I was thinking, is it a cat? Is it? My brain was thinking only a dog or a cat could be coming up to me, especially at the speed that it was coming.
Rats are fast.
It was fast. So I was like, huh? So then I was like, hold on, it's not coming to. It was looking in my eyes. I said, right. Yeah.
Oh my days.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened next?
I turned around. I kind of did a spin-a-rooney. Like, I kind of, you know, they say run diagonally. Like, don't run in a straight line. Yeah, so I kind of span as well, and then it just went into the bushes.
Oh my!
But yeah, I was definitely screaming.
That is peak. R.I.P. to that rat I saw die that day.
Yeah,
that was peak, man.
Oh, when it fell down the drain. Yeah. You know what? It's probably thriving. It's probably gone into a radioactive puddle.
Well, like,
and it's a super rat.
Yeah,
a super rat.
No, that rat, I saw it. He saw me. He said,
"You were the last person he saw." Sorry.
Ah, it's not easy in this life. It's actually not easy in this life. Even for rats, it's not easy. Wow. What's your Starbucks order?
Like I said, because I don't want to have a panic attack. I do. I just get a medium oat chai latte.
You're even good. I don't even tell them the size. So sometimes I'm surprised. Today, I was like, what the hell is this? This is for the family. This is a drug. Especially with coffee. Like,
they really said, this is what you're going to have today. Wow.
And
I can't believe they didn't ask.
They never ask. But with me, sometimes I'll say it, but sometimes I forget. And also, with me, I don't know what it is. Mm. I don't know what my issue is. But I can say to them, no. You know, sometimes it adds up here. So today it says £7. I was like,
£7?
And I was going to say, hello. But I was thinking, oh, I ain't got time. I've got to go. Because I've said that before. Like one time I went to Costa, and it was saying £1.50 for drink and roll. I said, £1.50? Are we in the workers' man pub? You know, in the workers' man pub, you know, those kind of grills.
So you told them to fix it so you could pay more?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
On the board. I think I need to wash this jumper. Yeah, I think I've worn it maximum times.
The way you phrase things is just so iconic. How can you say you've worn it a maximum?
Yeah, I've need to wash this. Okay, so I used to work somewhere where there was like a kind of like, I used to work in a warehouse in the office bit. And there was like a pub kind of like grubby bit truck thing for like all the workers' men. And it would be dirt cheap. Like, honestly, I think we got a bun for like 80p.
That is the kind of life I'd want to be living.
Yeah.
That's what we need right now with the cost of living crisis.
And I honestly remember tea was like 20p, just cheap.
Mm.
So I saw that on the cost. And I said, I'm getting that.
Mm.
Got it, right? I saw the thing that they said, oh, that's £6. I said, excuse me? With my drink. I said, excuse me? He goes, oh, actually, because you have to see this fine print. You know the hash, the star? It's in the bottom.
So you have to get a certain drink to get it for
£1.50. It's £1.50 off.
Oh.
But honestly, I wish I went back and took a picture. But I said, no. I said, that doesn't describe what you're telling me. That doesn't correlate. And he was just like, do you know what? I was like, do you know what? It's fine. I'm just paying go.
Oh, I hate when that happens. I really hate that stuff.
And I was even looking online to see if I could find that it was mispresented or anything. But I was like, but you're even doing too much. Like, I'm not
going to
backpast on this one.
Yeah. But do you know what I do? Like sometimes on TikTok, I come across like different orders and like people say, oh, this tastes like Kinder Bueno. So I've screenshotted the order. One day I'll do it, but I also feel
you just show it to them.
You've done too much. Like there'll be like seven different things.
But they'll do it for you, Jasmine.
Wow.
Also, what if you do struggle? Like just show them on your phone or just order it online.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I'll probably do that. Yeah. I'll download the Starbucks app, actually. That's a good idea. No, but what I was going to say is, when you're on your period, try not to drink caffeine.
Really?
Yeah, it can make your bleed heavier.
Well, it's very heavy. I don't know. I don't know how heavy this is going to get
then. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Yeah. I've had 1 hour sleep, so I need this.
Oh my gosh, 1 hour. What happened? Was you watching Grey's Anatomy?
Of course I was. But my other issue was when I'm on my period, my sleeping pattern goes out the window.
Mm.
It just goes out the window. But my periods are so heavy. So heavy. I was talking to my therapist about this and she was like, when you have kids with a lot of women, you know, afterwards the period becomes light. I'm like, right, is that the solution?
I have heard that a few times. I don't know what the science is behind it. I don't get it, but
I might have to.
But why not?
Just to loosen the pain.
Yeah.
So I had... I went to the gyno, I suppose they call it. I don't know if they call it that.
Us, it's just doctor.
Yeah. So I went to... Because I got really low iron, really heavy periods, really bad. Everything is just bad. Mm. Like, Like, as you see me, I'm in pain, but I'm just presenting like I'm okay. And I was, but this has been like my whole life. So I was like, okay, let me go and get checked up. Because my doctor was like, you know, black women are prone to, is it fibroids or thyroids?
Yeah, fibroids.
The Nigerian has finished fibroids. So she was like, go get checked up. So I did. And because my doctor was saying, oh, we can put you on the waiting list, but it's going to take a good few months. I was like, I ain't got a good few months.
Yeah, no one's got that time.
I was like, do you know what? I'm privileged. I have money. Let me go. I think I found one that cost £100. I was like, cool. Do it. It's a week. Turn. That's why I didn't go to off-the-cuff party.
Oh, okay, fair
because
enough.
I was just like, I'm so tired. It was in Canvey Island. I was just like, I'm so tired. But I got checked up. I'm all clear, so I'm very, very, very lucky and blessed. But all clear. But it was so nerve-wracking because when I went there, and it was another reason why I didn't want to go out because, like, I find having those procedures quite daunting.
Yeah.
So basically, I was meant to have the ultrasound.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. If I had known that they were going in vaginally, I would have got someone to come with me.
That happened to me as well when I went A&E the other day.
Jesus.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll talk about it afterwards. Yeah,
so she was like, tell me what your hair for? I was like, oh, I've got really, really heavy periods. I've had it all my life. She was like, have you got an appeal? I was like, yeah, but it's not really made that much of a difference. Like, to be fair, when I am on the pill, it does make a bit of a difference, but then it causes other problems.
Yeah.
So she was just like, okay, let me, she's like, oh, we're going to have to go inside. I said, eh? Wow. I remember looking at her afro. She goes, yeah, inside.
So she reconfirmed.
She said, maybe you didn't hear about you. I said, okay, cool. Then there was another girl in the room. Thank God. I like it when there's two people in the room.
Yeah.
I really, really like it. I don't know if she was like an intern or something. Not intern. Maybe
like trainee.
Yeah. And so then I sat on the bed. So embarrassing. Obviously, I didn't really know what I was I was coming there for. I thought you were just coming for the room scan. Come. Pre-op for when I get baby.
Yeah.
You know, learn. So she goes, okay. So I need you to take off your trousers. And I said, guess what I said?
What?
I haven't shaved. What's that got to fucking do with them?
And I remember there was a time that I said, oh, I've got to do my smear test. But I said, but I need to shave. And you were like, don't worry about it. Don't be silly.
But Judge, you know when you're in that moment, you don't think. Yeah. And I just said, I haven't shaved. And she just laughed. She goes, oh, don't worry. She said, we see it all. But then after I've done everything.
I hate when they say that.
She wouldn't have even seen it. Because basically, she lays you. It was such a better experience than when I had my smear test. She lays me down. And then they turn the room dark.
Yeah.
Like a disco.
Yeah.
And then she puts like a shape. Yeah. So she definitely can't see. And then she puts it in. And because I have like, I don't know what the word is, but there's a word that perfectly describes what I have. It's like when it's like when you have trauma down there. It's like you just get so tight.
Tense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she tries to put it in and just wouldn't go through. She was like, are you sure you're sexually active?
Tired physically.
Can you imagine? And she was like, are you sure you're sexually? I was like, yeah, I am. But she was like, and I was like, I'm honestly, it's because there's trauma and like, it may not happen today, Missy. And she was like, okay, you do it yourself. And then it worked. It was perfect. Okay. Honestly, went in, like a guide it. And she was like, she's like, next time, just ask if you can do it yourself. I was like, wow.
Oh, bless her.
And she saw everything. She's like, yeah, everything's fine. She was like, I think you need to have some more blood tests with the GP, run some other tests and check everything. But that experience just made me feel so like, it made me feel like, oh man, I don't want to go out because I still feel a bit uncomfortable. Like, because I just find it.
No, fair enough.
But then also made me feel so much better. Like, oh my God, you can really have experiences where you can be in control and you have some doctors who are really like
good at what they do.
Yeah. Like really, really good. And having other women there was really helpful too.
Oh, that's good. That's good. No, because some doctors, like, you really feel like you're on a conveyor belt. Like, they're like, what's wrong? Okay, I'm just going to give you this. All right, bye. That is literally the experience. But it's like, she seemed like she really took time.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is good. But do you think it's because you paid privately or was she an NHS doctor?
Who even knows?
Yeah.
Well, it was NHS.
Okay,
but
it was NHS.
I had to pay. So, I don't know. It was in Canvey Island. Never been there in my life.
One of my doggies used to live there, so wow. I'm familiar with. But she lived there when it was racist. Like, we actually, like, I remember there was a there was a little girl. Yeah, there was a little girl, and she said, we're walking past, and she was like, black people are stupid.
Where did you learn that?
Wow. That's but the way she said it, we knew that all her people them were local, so we said, we're gonna have to firm this one. I'm not gonna lie. My days. We're gonna have to firm this one. So 2 weeks ago now, I was dropping Kai to school, walked to the bus stop, fine. And then suddenly at the bus stop, I just got this horrible pain. And I was like 5 days into my period. Mm. Usually I'm quite fortunate that I don't usually get like stomach cramps or anything when I'm on my period. But I was like, okay, maybe I'm alright, Vic.
Yeah.
I was thinking, okay, this is like a bad one. And then I was like, no, this is really bad. Mm. Like, it got to the point where it's like, you know, your whole body just wants to... Like, I felt like I needed to sit down. I was getting lightheaded. I was, like, weak. I couldn't hold, like, my head up.
Wow.
My heart was beating fast. Like, I just felt like I couldn't... I couldn't even speak with how much pain I was in. Mm. So I dropped her to school. I was like, Kaya, I'm not going to lie. You're going to have to walk the rest of the way. Mm. So I just watched her walk into the door from far. Got on the bus back home, and like, I couldn't even, like, I had to take off my jumper. I was like leaning on the window. Wow. No one even asked me if I was all right, but I couldn't even speak. I was in so much pain. And then I got off the bus, sat at the bus stop, and I think the first thing I called was my mum. It's so funny because she's bare far where she is. She can't do nothing, but I just had to call her. She didn't pick up anyway. Then I called my sister. My sister said, okay, let me take you to the hospital.
Wow.
Like, it was the kind of pain where you feel like you're going to throw up.
Mm.
Like, it was horrible. And I started even thinking, like, am I in labor? Like, am I pregnant? And wow. I just haven't known all this time. Yeah. I thought I was going to be one of them stories.
Mm.
Basically, long story short, I was at A&E for 6 hours. Mm-mm. I was, 6-7 hours it took me. They took bloods. They did an ultrasound. And like you, she did an ultrasound. She was like, are you sexually active? I was like, she's going to tell me that I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking she was going to say. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. And then she said, okay.
I've got news.
Yeah.
Congratulations or commiserations.
Yeah.
When they announced, sorry.
And then she was like, we're gonna have to do this internally. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Mm. It was fine. Again, I was just like, I just told her, I was like, I've got a tampon in. So she was like, okay, just take it out or whatever. Come to find out, I have fibroids. I don't know if it's one or whatever, but when she was doing the thing, she was calling it out to her partner.
Mm.
And like, she was saying, yeah, one fibroid, and saying the measurements or whatever. I was like, fucking hell. I was like, I didn't even know.
Mm.
So it's like, I just feel like it's so crazy how you go through life and you just don't know what's going on in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You just have no idea. So I don't know if this is now something that's going to cause me pain every time I have a period. I don't know like what to expect. But they have, they said they're going to book an appointment or whatever. And like you said, it's very, very common.
Yeah.
Like, I know so many people that have fibroids or have gone through it and have really gone through hell with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would advise guys, like, if you have the opportunity, if you can afford to get it checked out privately, if you're going through like loads of pain, especially when it comes to your periods or whatever, like, don't be afraid to get it checked out. I feel like in some ways we've kind of normalized having extremely painful periods, but it's not always normal. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you can afford it, then definitely get checked out. We actually have a special announcement. Sorry.
Yeah, we
do. Forgot. And oh gosh. Yeah, sorry. Do you want to go ahead?
Well, is it a live show? What?
Yeah,
oh, yes. Okay. Oh, I'm spoiling now. Sorry. We can edit this actually. Guys, we're having a live show. That's right. We're having a live show. It's happening on June the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's going to be better than last time. Last time was really good. Like, last time was probably one of the best events I've been to.
Yeah, me as well. Like, I wish I could have been in the audience of our last one. Even though I was moving mad. I'm sorry. I won't be moving
people
mad.
People loved it. It's fine. Do it again. Come on, more. People loved it. It's fine.
Yes, guys. I can't believe this. Like, we're doing it. Yeah. It's you're going to have us for longer. So it's going to be a longer show.
Yeah, we know a lot of you said that, you know, wish it was longer.
Yeah. So it's going to be longer. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, like, afterwards, you're not going to have to leave straight away. Like, we want to, like, still continue playing music, remove all the seats. Like, just party vibes mix. Mm. There's going to be the opportunity to buy food.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to, okay, it's kind of weird. But you have to, like, tell us before you want food, if that makes sense. You can order some. Should I go into this or is it long?
I suppose give people a pre-warning. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, we kind of have to let them know how many people are going to want food on the day. Mm. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to when we release the tickets, we're going to release live show with food tickets as well. Just so the venue knows how many orders to prepare. Sorry, it's going to be a bit weird with the food, but obviously drinks will be normal. Mm. It's going to be lit. I'm really, really excited about
this. It might be one of those things where there might be, so let's say you don't get a ticket with food, right? You just get a regular ticket.
Yeah.
And you get there, you're like, oh, you see everyone eating. And you're like, oh, damn, I should have got food. You might be able to get food, but it might be one of those ones where it's gone. Yeah. That's what she said, you know? She said, if it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, the lady said, you can say there's food, but she said, but once it's gone, it's gone. So
when people say that, they don't mess it out. Like, what do you mean it's gone? It's gone. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So we are going to release the promo and everything this mm-hmm. week. We want you guys to have the opportunity to buy them as soon as possible, and also our patrons or the VIP patrons, the sugar babes, you're gonna have a discount obviously for the live show. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to meeting everyone again. And all the people that didn't have the opportunity to come to the first one, you're gonna have the opportunity again.
Yeah, we're gonna have more tickets this time around.
Yeah, exactly,
so everyone can be included.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Just to let you know, it's going to be in East London, but obviously we'll release the address and everything mm-hmm. with the promo. But yeah, just wanted to make that quick announcement, guys.
Yes, sir.
It's a bit random that I've said this, but it just crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Like, are there any things that you kind of think is a minor, but you would want to ask it as like a first date question? Obviously, you're booed up.
Do you know what's so funny? Yesterday, I was thinking that I should warn my friends about this. I was thinking I need to tell my friends to ask the people that they're dating.
Mm-hmm.
If I go into labor, are you going to remove the gas and air and tell me to affirm it because I'm a strong black woman?
What?
Because
this is sounding very specific. No.
But you know what? It's because I've seen it before, where I've seen guys be like, when they talk about their woman and they're like, my woman's strong, like when she gave birth, there was no gas in there, she's so strong. I'm like, and I've seen women, like I saw this TikTok of a girl, and she was like, when you're on your period and you don't take paracetamol because you want to pretend you're giving birth without gas and air. And I was like, why does everyone think giving birth without gas and air makes you this champion? Like, this is ridiculous. So I just want people to ask the people that they're dating, would you want to get rid of the gas and air?
Wow.
It's not even your decision, but I want to know what you think.
Get rid of gas and air. Yeah. I think people don't,
it's because they want women to suffer. I'm telling you, they want women to suffer.
Only someone who hasn't gone through labor would say such a thing. I want to experience. Listen.
Yeah, I know.
When you're in labor, Yeah, you'll listen. You'll listen when you're there. You'll listen when you're there.
I'm done.
Yeah, it's no joke. Mm. Even me, I'm not gonna lie. Like, because even
yeah, but were you and your whole tep spiritual vibes?
I wasn't on my spiritual vibes at all. But you do get told, Gassanere is fine, but there's other stuff like I forgot what the name is, but it's what I had, and it's like. It can make you drowsy, and in turn, it can make the baby drowsy.
The baby high.
Yeah. It can make the baby high. So it's like they say that it can make it harder to push. But when I got into that place, I said, give me everything you got. It all dropped because I was thinking, yeah, I'm going to try and just, you know, firm gas and air. Like
but where did that rhetoric come from? You see what I mean? This rhetoric exists.
Yeah,
where did it come from?
It definitely
you?
Does. It definitely does because I was thinking, oh, like I don't want to go through anything that would, I don't want to say harm the baby. It's not harm the baby, but I just felt like I didn't want to take this drug if it's going to go into the baby's blood system. So I was like, oh, I really don't want to have to do gas and air. And epidural, because I knew it was like, they have to inject it into your spine. I was scared. I was like,
and you kind of have more background because you studied it for
me. Yeah, because of the midwifery and stuff. Like I think I was quite fortunate anyway. Like our family, like I was around lots of babies when I was younger. So I kind of was aware of certain things. And yeah, like your family members, they do tell you, like, I was asking my mom, like, what happened when I was born? And I think she said that she had the same injection that I had. Mm. But yeah, it's like literally when I had that injection, I was out. I slept through my labor pretty much. And they had to wake me up and tell me that I was fully dilated.
Mm-mm.
And they're like, Jasmine, like, do you feel like you need to push? I was like, no. She was like, well, you're fully dilated.
Wow. That's mad.
And then she was like, you said you want a water birth, right? So I was like, yeah. And then she said, all right, then you got to get up right now. So literally she was running the bath as my water was breaking.
Oh my
God. I know. It was crazy.
You need to get up right now. She said, at this time you are sleeping.
Yeah.
Get up from the bed.
Yeah.
That is too funny.
She got me a wheelchair and everything. It happened literally in the space of like 10 minutes. But yeah.
Did you see her flopped out?
I didn't see her floating out. I was just concentrating on pushing. Like, it really does feel like you're pushing out a big shit. Like a huge, huge, huge shit.
I need you to have another child so you can compare. But would you do water again though?
I think I would do water again actually. Like I did definitely, because when I was laying down and I was on that drug that was making me high, I was out of it. But when she woke me up, I was vexed because the pain immediately started again.
Oh, wow.
So when I was like waiting for the bath to be run and the water, what is it called again? When the water burst and everything, that's when I was like, yeah, I can feel this pain very, very well. But once you get into the water, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the sensation that sort of distracts you a little bit. But yeah, it's easier to manage the pain in the water. But yeah, it was a nice experience. And yeah, she did float out. Yeah, sometimes they bring them out like towards the front of you, towards your legs. But I think they brought her out behind me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just remember my phone ringing at the time when she was born at 8:30 in the morning, and it was my mum.
Wow.
Yeah, because my mum went away for the weekend, and I was like, she was like, you're not going to give birth when I'm away. And I was like, yeah, don't be silly. Because it was like 10 days early.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kaya came 10 days early. So, my mum called and she could hear Kaya crying in the background. And everyone on the coach was celebrating. Saying, yeah.
That's so British, Jesus. Oh, my days.
Yeah, it was a nice
experience.
Must
have cried her entire eyes out. Like, my youngest child has given birth.
I know. I don't even know if she did. I think she was still probably drunk, to be honest. But
city girls.
But yeah.
So what's your question for first date? Is your must?
Must we do a choreographed dance at our wedding? Wow. Okay, so
you're not going to marry a Nigerian and you're not going to wear gele to our wedding.
The thing is, I can wear the gele. I can marry a Nigerian, but please don't make me do choreography.
I'm joking. You don't have to do choreography.
I'm begging for the life of me, please.
Do you know what's my worst nightmare?
What?
Obviously, you know my boyfriend's white.
Yeah.
I don't want us to go viral for, like, you know those white guys that dance? And, like, do you know what I've clocked? It's not even the white guys. It's not even the fact that the white guys is like, oh, I'm trying to do best. It's like, I have to dance because this is the wedding. This is what I'm doing. Do you get it? But now you're in the situation where everyone's recording it and it's like, white girl dances at wedding. Well, yeah. You're just at your wedding.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't want that for me.
I think he's going to have to ban phones at
wedding.
I don't
want to do that. But on the lowest keys, yeah, sometimes I see people record at weddings. I'm like, are you a rave? There was one wedding. I think I showed it to you. Do you remember?
How long ago was it? Okay, yeah.
And everybody came to the front of the altar with their phones.
I swear they had.
Did they?
There was a.
Who had NSG at their wedding?
There was a popular wedding where they had NSG at the wedding.
Do you know what? I think I might have NSG at my wedding.
I would.
Or Bella. It depends who I can afford.
Yeah, it's true.
But, it's true. Yeah.
You have to get married quickly, because as soon as Bella goes to the US.
Probably she'll remember that's me. I'll be like, please remember when you came on the pod and we were friends. We even laughed together.
Yeah. we cracked jokes. Yes.
Oof, it's not easy, man. It's not easy. It's not easy. I think Toby had Sneak Boy at her wedding, no?
I know that there was like a popular, there was like a black wedding and
they had,
I know there was one, yeah, they had an artist. Yeah. I don't know if it was NSG, I don't know if it was Sneak Ball, but I know there was, there might have even been a couple, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. But my thing is, if I pay you a grand now and you come and you just do 9 to 5 merit option, run out of option, and you walk off, you play one song.
You know what?
How many songs do you want them to play?
NSG.
Or if you hire an artist to play at your wedding.
It depends on the artist. Mm. If it was NSG, do you know, to be fair, I think they could get away with 2 songs.
Okay.
Because you get the party.
You're
bad. You're
trying to say because all the songs are the same.
You know what, yeah.
Anyways, I'm an NSG super fan.
No. Listen to this.
Okay, go on.
Who said it? Who's
no, because I saw it in your eyes. Sorry. I felt it especially.
Don't try and put it on me. No, but I'm thinking they could get the crowd hyped, innit? And then the DJ has an easier job.
Okay, yeah.
But if they do like one song, people might be like,
yeah. Vic, you got conned.
Yeah. Yeah, but if it's like a singer, I think I would want you to.
Yeah. Do a few.
Yeah. Maybe like sing the first dance song.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, a couple afterwards, everyone else joins in and they dance as well. And then, yeah, you can enjoy the food, catering.
The reason why I want NSG is because of the dance moves.
Yeah.
Because they got dance moves, I feel like everybody can join in, aunties, uncles, granddads, etc. So that would be sick. But then Bella, if she did like all the songs, like our love songs, that would be beautiful. And her songs as well.
Mm.
I don't know why 1 grand is there. These people are not 1 grand.
I know. No, absolutely not. They're absolutely not 1 grand.
I need to be friends with her.
We're sorry for
quickly
what?
As
no,
well.
In fact, it's me that has to apologize.
Why?
I'm sorry for what I've said on the podcast.
What did you say?
There was a time.
Don't bring it up then. Let's even forget. Don't worry, it's fine. Oh my days.
That one doesn't have to come. The rest can come.
What happened?
It was just one in particular I came for.
Who? Please don't say NSG Papi. That's actually my favorite.
Not Papi. Not Papi. It wasn't Papi.
Okay. Oh, don't worry. But it's not easy, man. Yeah, choreography.
The
dancing.
Fact that you keep asking for the tea, then you're like, no, don't say it.
You know, sometimes in this life, the way men move, it's just. I get what you mean, but the dance moves. You know, one time I was watching this girl because she was dancing like in her white gown, white dress, and. She was like doing like Bessie, like she was doing the
wow,
yeah. And I just no,
and the thing is, yeah, no, like I can't dance. Vic disagrees with me,
yeah,
but I can't dance, and I know that I would want to do the best job that I can. Mm. And the same way you feel like a white man would or white woman would go viral, I would go viral. Because
but that might even be worse.
That's what I'm saying. It would be worse.
No, because you can dance, but in your mind, you feel like you can't dance. That would, so in your perspective, I feel like it would be worse because...
If I went viral, yeah. I don't even know what I would do. Mm. I would just delete my account. So yeah, absolutely no choreographed.
But the thing about Nigerian music, yeah, you could just, you don't have to do all that. You could just walk, like people do, you don't need to do synchronized dance. You could just walk in and just vibe to the music and walk in like
that. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
All this, like, you got to learn dance music. That would even frustrate, that would make me nervous. Because now I'm thinking, okay, not only am I scared, like, am I going to sweat my makeup off? Am I going to, okay, I'm not because Charlotte Tilbury insists, but am I going to cry too much? Charlotte Tilbury setting spray, motherfucking goat.
I'm actually going to
get the
some.
Travel size, test it out first.
I'm going to do that.
Motherfucking goat.
I'm also going to get like another foundation as well. I'm trying to figure out, like, because a lot of the girls, I want NARS, but the NARS Macau seems to be coming up a lot. And I'm like,
is that the shade?
Yeah. And I'm like, is this another NW45 sitch with
Mac? Better go to the shop.
Yeah, No, that's the thing that I want to do because I'm seeing different girls and you're like different shades and you're both saying Macau. So I'm like, And then when I'm doing foundation, it's telling me Macau. I'm like, listen, I'm going to go to a shop and try to get a sample.
But then you don't know because some people, it might be... Okay.
It's the undertones, isn't
it? Yeah, and also how they do concealer.
That's true.
Some people like to brighten up for the girls. Some people like to stay the same. So, you know, mix
that. That's true. Yeah, I'm gonna get some samples. Hopefully. I don't even know if they do samples.
Yeah, you can... Or just go into the shop and be like, can I try this out? Yeah, they should give you like a little... I've got samples. Go to Lakeside.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? What made you scared about synchronized dancing at weddings?
No, it's just that I've seen... I don't know. I've really been into weddings these days.
Me too.
We've even been sending each other like a lot of wedding content. I think we're like...
I've been looking at prices.
Yeah, I feel like we're...
It's actually putting me off.
Yeah. Weddings are super expensive. Mm-hmm. Like when my mum told me how much she spent for catering, how much she spent? She spent $5,000.
I'm sad to say that's good.
That's what I'm saying. She was like, that's even a good price. I said,
I'm nervous.
And this man would use on any other day, he would not charge that amount for what he did.
Yeah.
But as soon as they hear wedding.
I was listening to Straight Up Online podcast and they said that when they wanna get married, like, you know, that the bridal traditional Ashobi Nigerian wear, when they go to Nigeria, they won't say that they're doing a bridal. They said that they're going as a guest.
Fair.
To get a Jeep.
Fair.
Honestly, you can get £50. Wonderful.
No, absolutely.
And you don't really get away with it because the way some people are turning up to people's weddings, as guests.
No, it's true.
Looking at the fucking bride.
It's true.
You're not even the bridesmaids.
It's true.
Security.
No, I'm actually gonna call out Tosin. Tosin. Yeah. I'm sorry.
She look.
You will get kicked out of my wedding. So. You better relax, please.
Security.
Yes, security.
Handcuffs.
Guard.
Handcuffs. Take her away.
Something has got to give.
And she's even going to be my bridesmaid.
If
maybe she won't make it to that day.
Just tell her not to do her hair or something. Something has got to give.
Yeah, but all of you are going to look buff. So what now?
No.
So you're all not going to enter the place?
Tossin.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Security. You were definitely on my wedding list. But now.
No more.
I'm putting you in tentative by force.
Guards.
I said, wow. Guest. Wedding guest. Right.
You have to choke them. Yeah. Next time, come better, innit? That's what I'm saying. For my wedding, I'm going to have to come with all the bloody smoke. Because I know all my friends will come with the smoke.
Yeah.
My friends come with the smoke on a regular thing.
Mm.
I don't really come with smoke too tough. Sometimes
I do. You do.
Sometimes, no, this is my thought process for a lot of times when I go out, yeah. I look nice. I like to dress nice. I think I dress nice, yeah. And I think I look nice. But my thing is, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't really need to overly dress because I'm not doing celebrants. Mm. I always have that thinking. But for a lot of people, especially Nigerians, they're like, I'm going to fucking go out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to town. Mm. Some Nigerians are wicked. Not even tossing. I'm telling you, if I show you what I saw the other day, I said, are you on the bridal squad?
Wow.
You're not on the bridal squad.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people are really doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, these days I've really been thinking a lot about my wedding and I don't know. Like, I definitely do not have a ring.
Nor do I.
So,
and I've been thinking about it as well.
I don't know what's going on. And the thing is, I've never really been, like, I know some people, like, they know from early, like, what they want their wedding to look like. Mm. Like, they have folders for, like, inspo and stuff like that. Like, I've never really been that person. But
oh, wow, I do.
Recently I've become that person. Mm. And I'm like, wow, what's happening to me?
I've been collating it from time, just in case. Because with me, I like to add everybody just in case. So, like, different types of vendors. Anyone that I see, I'll be adding. I've been adding it since 2018.
This is fantastic because you can get married and then after you get married, I can say, okay, can you send me your research?
Definitely.
And then
I think I'm going to get a wedding planner.
Okay.
Definitely. Mm. Because I've been looking around and firstly, when you look at venues and stuff, when you email venues, people probably ask, why are you emailing venues? They don't tell you the tea ASAP. Sometimes I don't think they think you're serious. Or,
oh, really?
I haven't been emailing my friend is getting married.
Yeah.
And but I think with some wedding planners, they have all the info, they have all the tea, they know everything. But yeah.
No, it's exciting times.
But wedding dresses, yeah. So basically, we have a wedding shop in my local town, right? And I walk past it. And these are just regular wedding dress standard. And okay, I'm not going to be rude. They're ugly.
Mm.
And I thought, let me see how much this costs. $2,000.
Yeah.
But they're ugly.
Yeah.
So I went online. All the kind of like, no offense. Most of the mainstream box standard wedding are clapped.
Yeah.
So that means, so my friend was telling me like some of the wedding dresses that she'd been quoted, one that we both thought was absolutely gorgeous, $13,000.
13. As in a car, mm-hmm. a brand new car. Yeah,
for one day. I think I'm going to get a rental dress, you know?
I think...
As long as it's nice.
I think I will as well. Mm-hmm. I think I'll just rather rent my dress. Mm-hmm. Because when I think about it, that dress is not going to see the light of day again. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name.
But I'm not going to lie. I need to look nice.
Mm.
And I know.
Oh, if you rent a dress...
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you can't tailor it?
That's a good question.
If you can't tailor it, then we're going to have to save.
Woo.
Wow. No, weddings are expensive.
Yeah.
Weddings are expensive. Wow, 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 mm-hmm. wow, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough.
But then, so this was the other question I had, yeah? So with the traditional, because I have to have two weddings, mm-hmm. right? So with the Nigerian traditional, when I was young, a lot of people used to do it in the community centre.
Can you?
I might do that, you know.
Yeah, can you actually go through like?
It's like £40 an hour.
What is like the traditional Nigerian wedding? I say this as someone who is. I know I'm going to marry a Nigerian. Sorry,
is the guy you're dating Nigerian?
Yeah.
Oh, cute. Mm. Okay. So you kind of like. From ones I've been to, I hope I'm probably not saying this wrong, but like you kind of the groom comes no the I can't remember who comes in first. I think the bride comes in and then the groom comes in and they come in with their like you know bridal party groomsmen whatever. If you want to dance, do your synchronized dance whatever. If you want to just be in calm, cool, whatever. And then you come in and then usually have like a senior auntie.
Okay.
And she will basically kind of do the what is it called? The diary. How can I speak? What's it when you have to pay?
Oh, dowry.
Dowry.
Yeah.
So she will do the dowry
mm-hmm.
and depends whatever
you who pays who? Who pays
Oh, the man. But Nigerians one I could be wrong, please don't come from my head. From what I've seen, once I've been to it's not that deep.
Okay.
Like, it's like you bring like fruits or.
So as
it's not, I don't know.
As a Caribbean woman, will I still, will he still?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it will still be the same.
Mm.
But then it's also like prayers as well. Mm. You know, he has to kneel down for your family to kind of prostrate. So you kind of like to show respect, like, you know, like, you know, I'm taking her to a good home, all that kind of stuff. Dennis will pray. And what else? That's when the dancing starts. And then they start spraying money. And then it just turns into the party.
Oh, nice. I can see like why you would do.
I didn't know you only go for Nigerian guys. When did this happen?
I don't think it's been by force.
You need to get our galley ready then.
Yeah, you need to get your galley ready. But
is it Yoruba?
No.
Where is it from?
It's Igbo.
Okay.
And also, the thing is, I don't think I actually have a type. You know what? Fuck it, I'm lying.
I was about to say.
I've always thought I didn't have a type, but it's like when I go through my history.
When Jasmine told me one particular celebrity crush that looks exactly like someone Jazz has dated, I was like, what kind of sorcery?
Who was it?
Flex Washington. What kind of sorcery is this?
I'm dead. Yeah, but like Kaya's dad, he's East African. So yeah, I don't think I have a type as such, but I guess that.
But he doesn't look. He looks West.
Yeah. But it's because Uganda, isn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I reckon I'm getting married to a Nigerian. I just feel like my type falls into that West African look. Sorry to say.
Call you a
fetish. They're gonna say I'm fetishizing. All right.
I'm so done. I went to the vet the other day and some girl, she was like, oh, where are you from? I was like, Nigeria. She was like, I love your men. I said, these men. I didn't bond them. I don't own them. I said, be careful though. Take it easy.
I'm finished.
Wow. That's the little first meeting, boy.
The fact that was the first thing she said to you
introduction.
Is
introduction.
Wow. I wouldn't even know what to say to that. I'm not going to lie. Wow. That is so funny.
I'm pretty sure she's just for her with Sam. I don't know.
Oh, people are funny.
But right. Yeah. But no, Nigerian parties are a lot. Like, Nigerian traditional parties are fun. But yeah, I've been to some where they do it in the hall. Like community hall. Because you're doing two weddings. Well, most of
them. I think that makes sense.
But some people just are so snobby. Oh, she did her wedding at a community centre. At a school.
Boy.
I'm going to have to firm that £40 per hour.
Boy, you will enjoy it. I'm not going to lie.
Because
you,
these people
you
are
will
charging,
enjoy this community centre.
These people are charging 15K.
Yeah. Like, I don't think.
For hall.
No, but I feel like. And it's the same with a lot of things. I feel like people are talking shit that haven't experienced it yet. Like, you can talk shit about a community center only if you haven't prepared a wedding before.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think they know the prices. I don't think they really know.
Yeah.
And sometimes, even like when people get married on a weekday or something, I've heard people
complaining.
People
be snobby.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're not invited. People are
if you guys know, like the difference in price between getting married on a weekday versus a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
You'll fix your lips, I'm telling you.
You'll firm that Tuesday.
I'm telling you. Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, I've done my wedding list.
Have you?
Yeah. 100 people.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Do you know where you want a honeymoon?
Oh, I'm easy. I don't mind. Somewhere with sun. I'm fine. But yeah, the fact that I can have 100 people wedding is so glorious.
Yeah, that's. I think
I told my parents that. By the way, you can bring 5 to 10 people each to that wedding. My mom nearly fell off her chair. She was like, "What? At least we can have 500 people at the wedding."
500.
I don't know. She's so razz. Like, what? You don't ever have friends like that.
500.
I think for the traditional, if I'm not, it's a traditional.
Do you know that that is a Central Line train?
Is that people can fit on the Central Line?
I think so.
Also,
a whole Central Line.
Yeah. It's gonna make me. I'm not looking forward to my traditional. Because my mom said to me from young, she's like, that's my day and I'm taking over.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I'm not looking forward to it.
But I think in that way, you'd probably prefer it to be that way. Like the traditional, everyone, if you want 500, 500. And then
I don't know, because in my brain.
The white wedding bit.
Yeah. In my brain, I would love my traditional to be like really, still people I know. I don't mind my parents' friends and stuff, but.
I still want it to be
the way I want it. But my mom's like, no, it's my day.
Wow.
And I told my friend about
it. It's because you're the only girl as well, isn't it?
I told my friend and she was like, fight back control. I was like, no, this woman.
Yeah, if your mom has told you from young, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a bit pink.
Sorry, girl.
It's fine. The white one is my day anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I told them five people each.
You know what? Fair enough. Boundaries in place. Mm-hmm. Manage their expectations. Mm-hmm. Perfect. I can't wait. When you get married, but I'm not good at weddings. Like, I just cry. Oh. I'm just gonna be crying the whole day.
No, don't cry because the MUA is expensive.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the MUA.
You're gonna be paying for your MUA. Yeah, so sorry to yourself.
Yeah, my mom's wedding day. I couldn't even speak. I couldn't even really? Do a speech because I was just crying. I was crying the whole day.
Oh my days.
Crying.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to firm it. On your wedding, I'm gonna wanna cry best. I'm gonna have to firm it.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Cause I get emotional thinking about it already.
Because I can't be there just crying. Cause then there's gonna be pictures of me just I've got to firm it. I've got to firm it.
Yeah, we've got this.
Because if one person cries, sets up other people.
Yeah.
Cause I remember at Toby's wedding, I saw her and she told me that I nearly made her cry. Because as soon as I saw her, I cried.
Oh.
She looked so beautiful, yeah.
Oh, I love weddings. Please, more people around me get married. And invite me. Not just get married, but invite me.
I get why people aren't inviting no more. It's expensive.
No, I get it. I actually understand.
I used to take offense when people got married and invite me, but I understand now. It's expensive shit.
No, I definitely get it. We have a living dilemma.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, do you want to read this one out?
Yeah, sure. Hi, ladies. I hope you're both well. I just wanted to start off by saying you guys and this podcast have honestly been life-changing for me. Wow, boy. You are lovely. I really wasn't into podcasts until I started listening to yours during my first year of university and have felt as though you guys have been our older sisters helping me figure out my way through life. Oh, this is so sweet. Truly and honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for all the work you've put into the podcast and the things you share. Know that somewhere in the world, there is someone appreciating everything you do. May you both be blessed in everything you dream of and protected along the way. Oh, God bless you, wow. Sis. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
That's so beautiful. Now, I'll try and keep this short. In my final year of university, thank God for making it this far. Congratulations on this occasion. And I'm working at this place that is making me miserable. This place was initially a great opportunity related to what I'm studying. But after 2 years and a half, I'm over it in caps. Shout out to Summer Walker. She didn't say that, but I just added that. The team has changed so much. The manager expects way too much from me. Like I'm literally an intern. And they've changed my position so many times because they just expect me to be flexible. So I'm not even doing what I'm literally applied to do. I have African parents that I live with, and the motto is "You can rest when you are dead." Jesus. Oh, and would only make life worse for me if I was unemployed living under their roof. I have been applying to so many jobs and I haven't heard back. The job hunt these days are so hard. My dilemmas are: number one, how did you find life post-grad and trying to stay focused on your journey since it seems like everyone my age is thriving? They're bloody liars.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Number two, I have a hard time knowing what's best for me and finding new and better opportunities somewhere because I don't do well with change. How often do you think it's appropriate to change your job? When do you think it's time to go before it starts getting bad? And then the last thing was, appreciate any advice. Bless you both. Love from Canada. I'll be ready when BGL goes international.
Oh,
God bless you. Let's get to this dilemma. Let's sort you out, baby.
Yeah. Right. So let me start with the first bit is, how did you find life post-grad and try and stay focused on your own journey? I'm not going to lie, it's very difficult because post-grad is like, sometimes some people are securing jobs before we've even graduated.
Hey!
And you're there like, you're literally looking over your shoulder, left and right, and you're like, huh?
Come on.
I'm like, excuse me, what?
Me and Jasmine and Ikran and Naveen. 1 second, guys. Sorry, let me even get these lips. Let me put my
thing on. Yeah, no, it's okay.
When I tell you guys, when I tell you, focus on your journey, yeah? Because you know the same way people say, oh, I haven't done my essay.
They're lying. You know?
It's the same way people say, I haven't applied for a job. Haven't applied for internship.
And next thing you know, they've got a job offer. Oh, how you got a job offer? You weren't applying for jobs.
Guys.
Tell me.
Guys. Listen. Everybody go on your own journey. And just act as if everybody's lying to you. That's how I've been moving in life.
Yeah.
Because when you hear that, oh, they're not applying for jobs, then you don't apply for jobs either.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, literally, I think you just need to think about what you want and what steps it takes to get to where you want as well. And also, don't feel pressured to go look for, I don't know, like a full-time job straight away. Like, you can easily like go into, I don't know, something a bit different, like retail or, you know, something else that floats your boat.
Mm.
You don't necessarily have to apply for a job in your field straight away. Mm. So I wouldn't feel that pressure. And obviously me and Vic, we're not familiar with the job market in Canada. So I don't know how, if it's as competitive as it is over here.
Mm.
If so, I understand completely how difficult it is. Like that first, those first few months when you leave uni and you're looking for jobs, it is very, very soul crushing. Mm. So I definitely would be open-minded. Like, I think it got to a point where I realized, or I said to myself, like, okay, I'm not going to force it with this journalism thing. Like, I'll try. But if I can't do journalism, I will try to get into marketing, for example, and try to get more experience in different things that can still be used in journalism, or I can still build different skills up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can put me in a different position to do different things. So I would just say, keep your horizons broad if you can. Yeah, do you have anything
to add? Yeah, I would say, how did I find life post-grad? What I did was, when everybody was saying, yeah, I got this internship, I got that day, I will never forget, went back to my uni room, I was applying for jobs every single day. I was applying for jobs on Indeed, like director in chief. I was applying for everything, everything, every internship. I was emailing everyone. I was on Twitter. This was a time when it was a little bit easier to get internships because it wasn't as a crowded market. So you could just write down. You could still do the same. I think I might even have the thing still saved on my Twitter saved. But it was like, I'd write down every day. I'd write down internship London, internship London, journalism, internship London. Every single day, I'd write that down. And an editor would at least write something. And that's how I'd got things like Look Magazine, stuff like that. And I think one thing that really, really helped me is knowing that you are on your you are on your journey. I think sometimes at uni you get sucked into kind of like, oh, it still kind of feels like we're still together, we're still in a group. Like, as much as I love Jazz, Ikran and Naveen, I was like, these men are not gonna pay my bills.
Absolutely not.
So
yeah.
if I'm kicking with my friends and they're like, oh, I ain't apply for no jobs, and I'm there kicking with them. Hello. I need to sort something out. So I need to focus on my own. Like, I have to move in my own entity. And also, with seeing everyone thrive, I get it, because some people on our course were thriving, boy. Mm. And then little did we know, we heard that some lecturers were helping them. Anyways, yep. that's whatever. But you see people thrive, yeah. It doesn't matter. We know what happened with like how people can benefit differently because of their race, their gender. Mm. But you will succeed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You just have to focus on your journey. Like, you just like literally what Jazz said. So when I left uni, I've always worked at my part-time retail job.
Mm.
And then I got another job, another kind of like office, kind of like admin job. So I was working two jobs at the same time and I was applying for jobs every single day during my lunch break, but I still had some money coming in. Mm. I think I was making like £900 a month. So I was having some money coming in, and then I must have got the BuzzFeed job maybe like a year and a half later. But in the meantime, I was still doing like loads of internships.
Mm.
I think I was doing internships where I didn't get any pay, and then they said they were going to pay my travel and then it didn't. It was just a hot mess. But just keep pushing through it and stick it out. But like as Jasmine said, don't feel ashamed or bad if you finish uni and you have to work in retail.
Yeah.
It doesn't define you. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that you failed or anything like that. Like I remember I bumped into a friend actually, and we just graduated. And this is when I just started my BuzzFeed job. And I was like, oh, what are you doing? Where'd you work? And they were like, and they were kind of ashamed to say that they work in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was like, I literally just worked in the shop.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that I'm better, or it doesn't mean, I didn't say that to them, but I was just like yeah. don't kind of be ashamed that you work in the shop
of because it, yeah.
you just graduated. Your time will come, and their time came. Like, mm. your time will come. Just keep applying. And like, what I always think, yeah, when I'm struggling with job hunting, it means that sometimes the market is hard, but sometimes it might mean for me that I need to reevaluate my CV. Do I need to add new skills? Mm. What are the young bucks doing nowadays that I'm not doing? Are they, all these people are doing coding, all these kind of JavaScripts. Mm. Do I need to do that? Do I need to have somebody look at my cover letter? I always reach out to the hiring editor, hiring person, and kind of introduce myself that way. Always think, this is what I've always done since I was young. What can I do that other people aren't doing?
Mm.
What can make me stand out? And I think I've been doing this since, and when I tell you, it doesn't make any sense what I used to do, but I'm mad. Okay, let me tell you two things I used to do, yeah, that helped me get jobs when I was younger. I don't think this would work nowadays, or maybe. I used to print my CV on coloured paper.
That is so fucking funny.
Me and my friend used to print our CVs in coloured paper. Card. Pink CV. Getting a job. My black self. Are you mad? I'm getting the job. You know in Poundland.
Vic really took it literally. You know yeah. when they say make your CV stand up?
Yes. Pink, blue, yellow CV. I would hand it out. I guess yellow is more acceptable because you know you can actually get yellow paper.
Yeah.
Yellow CV. Then, when I graduated, and I got jobs that way, you know, I remember one time I was getting bare retail shops calling me. I remember this one said, maybe Forever 21. I didn't get all the jobs though, but they called me. Mm. They said, Forever 21, what made you go with card? Like, what made you go with this? And I just said, stand out.
And look at you, calling me now.
Guys, always think, and I hate think outside the box, same thing outside the box. You have to, because this market is nasty.
Mm.
And even when you do think outside the box, it's still hard and they still can reject you. But just keep on pushing. Yeah, your time pushing. Is coming. But the main thing is just focus on getting your money.
Mm.
Focus on getting your money. And see if there's other ways you can squeeze in your passion here and there. Like, if it's internship, if it's shadowing, here and there. Okay, the other thing I did that helped me get a job, I don't know if this is legal. I don't know if somebody's going to find me one day. Anyways, I'm a big woman now.
Mm.
I did this when I was younger. When I had to quit my retail job and in order to get another one, I was like looking. This was like before I got my first media job. And I was looking for another retail job, right? Because they cut my hours to 8 hours. And I was like, I'm not going to pay the bills with this. So I need like something to at least be like 25 hours.
Yeah.
So I took off my university. Is this bad? Anyways, what's going to happen? I took off my university degree off my CV.
Fair enough.
And I put, give it to the retail stores.
Fair enough.
This might sound really bad.
No, what do you mean? It's bad when they tell you you're overqualified.
Exactly. So the first time, yeah, I just gave it out. And I said, yeah, I'm a university student. Didn't get no call back. Gave it out. I took the university out. I'm getting calls. Go to Argos now. They accept me. Cool. Fine. I said, I'm going to work at BuzzFeed. They said, how did you manage that? I said, don't worry about that one.
I did it.
And okay, another thing, guys. Another thing. I might have said this on the pod before. Another thing. Don't tell them. When they said to me, when I went to Argos and they said to me, what's your career goal in life? You think I'm coming there to tell them I want to be a journalist? What the fuck does that got to do with them? I said I want to be an Argos team leader.
I'm dead. Do you know that you're killing me?
And I used to even tell them, can I do training? Can I do training to be a team?
Vic, you really played the game well. Well done.
In this
well
life.
Done. Well done.
Sorry,
well
we're
done.
Not even finished with your dilemmas. But honestly, hon, people are sharing what they want to make other people feel like, oh, they're doing well.
Yeah.
Just focus on your own journey. But the second thing is, how often do you think it's appropriate to change jobs? If this job is shit for you, please just quit.
Yeah. I think you will know when it's time to change jobs, when you genuinely don't give a shit about it anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah, if it's bad for your mental health or anything like that, just go. It's not worth
it.
And I feel like us, like millennials and younger, I feel like we definitely have this spirit in us, which is like, if my spirit doesn't take to it, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And a lot of employers, they don't like that about us, but it is well.
Well, then treat us better next time.
Treat us better. That is ultimately what it comes down to. I feel like you definitely will know when it's time to change. And if it's not making you happy, that's when it's the time to change. Mm-hmm. Also, like, don't be afraid to like expand your skills. Like, just because you've secured a job, like, don't be afraid to like upskill and like do other things, do extra training. There's a website called Udemy, which is quite good for like online courses and stuff. So you can get more qualifications that way and just add it onto your CV. And also, if your job is like offering training and stuff, like, go for it. Because all of these things you can add to your CV.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just take it with you. Honestly, when it's time to go, it's time to go.
And don't feel, and I get it with the parents thing, yeah. But I feel like if you're that bothered, just get any job next. Like, just get a job to be like, okay, I've got money coming in. But sometimes I feel like we're so worried about our parents' reaction. They're not going to beat you, I promise you. Well, I don't know. And they're not. You're a big woman. Just be like, what? Do you literally want me to be sad and work and in this hellhole? But yeah, I hope that's helpful. Let's get on to Black Excellence.
Yeah, sure. My Black Excellence of the week, I think I'm gonna have to go with Kelechi. Kelechi has had a rough couple of weeks, I'm not going to lie. I say rough as if me and her have been talking and she's revealed that it's been rough. But just from what I've observed, I know that if I went through what she has gone through, I would really, really be struggling. But she always manages to pull through for other Black women. She went through a bit of a nonsense last week with some foolish men creating a group on Twitter. But then the Tim Westwood stuff came out. He's been exposed for being a predator, a sexual predator. If you want to learn more, then please go and do
watch
research.
Watch the documentary on BBC3.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. There's a documentary about it if you want to learn
more. Man. And you will go to jail.
Yeah, I hope he does. I really hope he does.
Thanks, man.
And yeah, she hosted a Twitter space, which was like a safe space for a lot of Black women to come forward and speak about their experiences and everything. She's also written an article about it if you want to check that out as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like she really does some amazing work. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she is a voice for a lot of Black women who mm-hmm. don't have a voice, or they feel, or they don't have the confidence to speak up. So I feel like she really does amazing work for Black women.
Yeah.
So shout outs to Kelechi.
Mm-hmm. my Black excellence this week is the Black women who spoke up against Tim Westwood.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you all for speaking up and for sharing your stories. I think it's just so disgusting that he's able to continue to work. Mm. Like, not the thing is about Tim Westwood is it's become an unwritten rule. I remember when we were at uni and it was kind of a thing of, oh, he's... There wasn't like specifics to it, but it was just like...
I get what you mean.
There was an uncomfortable air. There was an uncomfortableness around him. And I've seen that throughout the years. Even working in the industry. And I know it's known. And the fact that the BBC have said stuff like... That one of the guys who works at the BBC, kind of one of the head tops, he said or something like, we don't have evidence. So what women speaking out is not evidence.
Mm.
Also, and side note, Black community, let's stop giving passes to people because they eat jollof and they call it jollof. Let's stop giving passes to people willy-nilly. Because someone made a tweet saying, if we started eating roast, do you think white people would even care?
No. They'll say as they should. they're in our fucking country.
They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. When a white person starts doing a zonto, oh, come and see. Oluwa Brad. We need to stop it. We need to stop. Like, he should never have made it this far in our space. And also, bun all the people that were saying stuff like, I didn't even know this was a thing, but bun all the people that were saying stuff like, oh, but he was doing stuff for our culture, for the culture it means for you.
Mm.
Let's reevaluate that for the culture. When people say for the culture, they mean for me.
Mm.
A lot of people say for the culture, but they mean for me. When people get opportunities or when they're doing well, oh, this is so good for the culture, AKA it's good for me.
Yeah.
So when you're saying Tim Westwood put the culture on, he put me on.
Mm.
It just says a lot about a lot of people. And also, F all the people that were saying stuff like, oh, the girls weren't underage. Oh, and, you know, they consent. Was you there?
And I find it weird that people like that always pop up.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe you're telling on yourself.
Mm.
Like, is it because you also have these predatory ways? Is that why you're saying such things? Because what is this?
It's nasty.
Who would come into, like, who would see anything that came out or watch the documentary and be like, oh, but the girls, they weren't underage though. Mm. Like, what? Mm. This man is 68.
Yeah.
He is an old man. And he's been doing this for years.
Yeah. And there's the thing that's very unfortunate about it is there's probably so many accounts.
Mm.
But even if the girls aren't underage, I can't remember the age, right?
Mm.
What does that have to do with the fact that he was still, and sorry, trigger warning, he was actually raping them. When they was like, when you're listening to these accounts, this is rape, but they've said it in a way like, oh, he forced himself.
Yeah.
He performed, this is, so how did you listen to all of that? And you were like, well, no.
Yeah.
Anyways, bum people like that. I can't stand people like that. Like, anyways.
Mm. Yeah. Sorry to end the episode on that note, guys. But this has been Black Girls Living. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_BW.
I'm on Vic Sunisi on Instagram, Victoria Sunisi on Twitter. You can catch us on Black Girls Living on all platforms, including Patreon.
Woo woo! Become a member, guys. Join us.
Bye.
Our first push.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Our first push. I can't speak. Our first post should be soon. So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Check out our
Have a blessed week. Bye.
Bye.